I feel great.
Hello and welcome to Bonersode 69. I'm your host, Ira Garrett Jumping. Today is October 31st, 2020, and today's producer is Ira Garrett Jumping. He is not only fully responsible for several people I called today, taking everything I said at face value and not really reacting in an amusing way, but also the comedic wizard behind one of the ideas I used today. In episode 33, I did one call where I told a resident they are violating the noise ordinance, and I thought it was amusing. Afterward, I was talking about it in the Discord, and as per usual, I Regret Jumping expanded upon my idea with several much funnier ideas of his own, big jerk, which I tried out today, but none of them really worked out the way I was hoping. So thanks a lot, I Regret Jumping, for once again sabotaging my show. I also tried a brand new poop idea I had. Let's listen.
Hello.
Hello, Eileen?
Yes.
Hey, Eileen. It's Richard with the City Hall.
Yes.
Hey, I just needed to follow up with you regarding some noise complaints that we had received over the last few weeks.
From my house?
Yeah, just over there on... We just had several reports coming in, just at different times of the day and night.
I'm one person.
Yeah, we don't have specifics on, you know, who exactly it is, but it's just coming out of your house, I guess.
Okay. But, I mean, I don't have a radio on. I occasionally have the TV on.
Yeah. So that's actually one violation right there. I just need to remind you that, you know, you'll need to keep your TV on mute and just, you know, turn on the closed captioning.
Why?
Just, you know, due to the noise ordinance that's in effect. Like, see, right now I can hear the TV in the background, and, you know, that's a violation, technically. You know, there's just a verbal warning. It's not a big deal, but going forward, just want to make sure that you're in compliance.
Okay. Okay. I mean, I'm standing practically, you know, 3 feet, 4 feet away from my TV. I guess you can hear it.
Yeah.
But it's...
I shouldn't hear it at all. I mean, it should be on mute, is what I'm saying.
Well, people don't watch their TV on mute.
Yeah, they do, you know, with the new noise ordinance.
Okay, heard of such a thing.
And then
never
also,
heard of such a thing. I mean, I know noise ordinance, but I can, you know, I walk into people's houses. We're a pretty friendly neighborhood, and nobody's got their TV on mute and reading captions.
Yeah, well, this isn't about other people. We're focusing on the complaints coming out of your house.
I understand that. I'm not going to, you know, keep me posted.
Well, I mean,
because I find this very hard to believe. Very hard to believe.
Well, ma'am, like I said, it's just a verbal warning. It's not going any further than that. It doesn't need to. I just need to kind of go over the various files.
Can I ask when the complaints are happening? Because I might not even be home.
Yeah, well, we've had, let's see, it looks like it's stretching back about a month. We've got about a half dozen complaints here just in the last few weeks.
All times of day and night?
Yeah, it looks like it. Another thing is, I just need to remind you that you're only permitted one press of the snooze button.
I don't know what that means.
You know, on your alarm, I don't know if you use your phone or whatever, but like when you wake up, you know, you can only press...
I don't have any alarm set. I don't wake up to an alarm at all.
Oh, okay. Well, just...
Not at all.
That contradicts what I'm reading here, but at any rate, just keep that in mind in case you do set an alarm then.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm up somewhere between 5 and 6. I don't use an alarm. I don't hit... I'm not hitting snooze because I don't use an alarm.
How do you wake up without an alarm?
I just wake up. I'm done sleeping. Oh, I'm not a great sleeper on a good day.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah. I'm an old night worker, too. So.
Yeah, that explains why a few of these are just, you know, during the nighttime.
But my TV is never... I don't even put my TV on in the morning, like to catch the morning news. I don't.
Yeah, that's... Well, it's not just TV, you know. It's like, for example, right now, the way you're... Like, the level of your voice, that's...
I'm surprised at all this. I'm shocked at all this.
Well,
I just am.
Well, yeah, see, like right now you're exceeding the permissible decibels. So you just need
I don't think so. I'm not yelling. I'm speaking. I'm not yelling.
Yeah, I didn't say you were yelling, but you're still exceeding the decibel limit. And
well, what's the decibel limit? Am I supposed to talk like this? Now I'm really whispering.
Almost. You need to lower it just a little bit more, and then you'll be within the...
Okay, I'll talk like this.
There you go.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, just...
No,
just,
okay. All right, thanks. I appreciate the call.
Okay. Well, ma'am...
Thank you. Bye.
I mean, you know, if we don't get you in compliance, you know, it leads to fines, and that's what we're trying to avoid.
Okay. Okay. That's fine.
Just keep it to a low roar over there.
That's not even funny. It's not funny.
That's not meant to be.
Because I am one person. My TV is not loud. I mean, I'm in my kitchen now, and I can't even hear it. And to say they can hear my alarm, it's not my smoke alarm. You know, it's not my fire alarms going off, for heaven's sakes. I don't set an alarm.
Okay, well,
I do not set an alarm.
There's really
I just wake up.
Well, there's really no need to lie about it. I mean...
Oh, wait a minute. I'm not lying. And now I think you got me in a prank call. Thanks. Have a good night.
Ma'am. Hello, Susan.
Yes.
Hi, Susan. It's Wesley with the water department.
Okay.
Hey, I just needed to let you know about some work that's about to be done on the sewer lines in your neighborhood.
Okay.
Our crews were out there and they discovered kind of a blockage.
Okay.
And so in about 20 minutes here, they're just going to be doing a backflow and see what happened is they traced the blockage to your house. And so they're just
wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's no big deal.
Cool.
Like it's not gonna, you know, it's no charge or anything.
Okay.
It's just kind
okay.
of just kind of routine maintenance sort of thing. But I just needed to give you a heads up because in about 20 minutes they're gonna be doing a backflow operation and it's gonna you know just spill into your drains, toilet and sinks and all that.
Okay.
So
well, I'm very glad you told me because I would have. Probably thought, you know, that the house was possessed or that the house had COVID or something. I would have just been like,
yeah, yeah.
Just like Halloween's around the corner. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You'll,
oh, I'm very, yeah.
You'll see it bubbling up and just kind of, you know, you just want to make sure you put a, I don't know, a bucket or something because it's going to be running for about a good 20, 30 minutes.
Okay. Now, when you say a bucket where? I mean, outside?
All of your drains, so the toilet and sinks
right, okay.
and bathtub,
because okay.
it's going to be just
okay.
gurgling and bubbling
okay.
up into all of your drains
okay.
for about a good
okay.
half hour.
But I mean, but it'll go down the drain, right? Or, I mean, am I supposed to like bail it out or?
Yeah, you're going to want to bail it because it's going to be pretty fast. Like it's going to be like a jet stream kind of gurgling out of there.
Oh, because there's just me here, so I'll just run from one bathroom to the next. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
You're gonna get a workout because otherwise it's gonna just flood the whole house really because it's gonna be running.
Oh,
it's gonna be running for about a half hour.
Oh, I'm really glad you explained this a little bit more. Okay,
yeah.
So nothing outside, inside.
Yeah, everything inside. You might want to put some plastic down or something.
Okay. Oh,
yeah.
This will be okay. All righty. Well, I will get organized here and get my little PS flyers on it.
Yeah, you might want to put like some gloves or something because it's, you know, it's not going to be just
sure.
water. It's going to be kind of gross.
Right,
it's going
right, to be yeah. Okay.
A lot of poop
wow.
and gunk and hair and
well, whatever. You know, you're just making my day.
Yeah. I can tell.
So, I'm supposed to go to dinner at 5:30. We should be done by then, right? Or I'll just let them know I might be late. Okay.
Yeah, you'll probably want to let them know
because
you're gonna be bailing poop and water out for probably a good hour at least.
Oh God! Oh, this will be. And where am I going to throw it?
Oof, I don't know. I mean, maybe your yard. I mean, just at least temporarily.
Okay. Oh wow. Okay. Well then, yes, I'm going to get ready. Okay, and get more than one bucket.
Yeah. Yeah,
and then open up the back.
Check with your neighbors, see if they have extra buckets, because it's going to be just pretty much like, have you ever seen a fire hydrant get broken? You know, like if a car hits it?
Yeah, yeah.
It's going to be
yeah.
just coming
oh,
out
God.
Of there like a geyser.
Oh, my. Okay. Alrighty.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Okay.
Wear like protective goggles, you know, just in case, because
okay.
you don't want to get like the pee water and stuff in your eyes.
Sure. Okay. Wow. I had no idea. I mean, I haven't had any problems, but obviously there was something. Okay.
Yeah, it was a pretty big blockage.
Okay.
And there might be other, you know, substances and medication and, sure. and vomit and whatever Ooh. Else people put down their drains, you know?
Oh, okay. All righty. Well, I'm just really glad I took this phone call. Ha ha ha.
Goldfish.
Yeah, I'm just like, yes. So it's going to start then at about 10 to 5.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Then I'm going to just let my friends know I'm going to be late, and I'm going to get some buckets and some bins and some plastic, and I'm going to boogie. Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome.
I guess.
All right. Bye. Hurry up. Go, go, go. Bye. Quick. Fast.
What?
Hello.
Oh, hello, Olga?
Yes.
Hey, Olga. It's Richard with the City Hall.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I'm just calling because we had a few complaints here. This looks like there was some excessive noise coming out of your house over there on...
When?
Well, we've got several reports over the last few weeks or so.
I don't understand where the noise is coming from. We haven't made any noise.
It's not a big deal or anything. It's just kind of a friendly reminder kind of thing, but... Just remember that, you know, you gotta make sure that you maintain your indoor voice at all times.
What?
You know, just make sure that you speak in hushed tones.
Are you kidding me?
No, ma'am. It's, you know, this is part of the noise ordinance, and you're going to want to, you know, if you have a cell phone, you want to make sure you want to keep that on silent.
You're funny.
Ma'am.
This is hysterical.
Ma'am.
All right. So who put you up to this?
Ma'am, this isn't a joke. And the way you're laughing, that's like the decibels coming out of your.
I'm going to hang up now.
Ma'am, this isn't you know, something to take lightheartedly.
First of all, nobody's going to tell me to be quiet.
I'm not telling you to be quiet. I'm saying you need to, you know, comply with the noise ordinance.
I don't even know about a noise ordinance.
Ma'am, the decibels are off the charts right now. I need you to just maintain, you know, a hushed tone.
That's not going to happen. So if there's a fine, come and send it.
Okay. I mean, like, it doesn't have to reach that point. You know, this is just kind of a friendly reminder. We're trying to avoid, you know, fining you for it.
For what?
What do you mean, for what? For violating the noise ordinance.
I can avoid a fine? Is that what you said?
Yeah, you just got to make sure that, you know, you keep your phone on silent and not vibrate. It's got to be on silent.
No, I won't do that.
Well, I mean, that's...
No, I won't be quiet. So you better, if you have a fine that's coming, you better bring it.
Well, ma'am, this is just a warning, but I will have to fine you for this conversation.
You can warn me all you want.
Well, okay. Well, I will have to fine you for this
conversation. Putting my phone on silent, and I'm not whispering in my own home.
Ma'am, you're raising your voice. You need to whisper.
I am. Fine me for that, too.
Is that Bruce in the background?
Yes.
And you tell him to shut the fuck up, too, because he's even louder.
What?
Like the decibels coming out of his face. Sorry?
Who is this?
This is Richard with the Department of Noise Complaints.
I'm hanging up.
Man.
Just hang up.
Just put Bruce on the phone. I'll talk to him.
Here, he wants something.
Are you serious? Hello.
Hello, Bruce.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is Richard with the Department of Noise.
Okay. What's your address, Richard?
What do you mean? I'm here in City Hall.
You're in City Hall?
Correct.
You got to be kidding me.
No, sir. As I explained to your wife, this isn't a joke. I'm just following up on...
You're in City Hall, and you're going to tell me in my community... Now, you know where I live at?
Yeah, you're over there at 3 Drive.
Right.
Correct, yes.
Do you know this community? Do you know what community I'm in?
I'm not calling about your community, sir. I'm calling about you and your wife and just making a bunch of noise. We're getting several complaints over the last few weeks.
Yeah, all right. Well, describe it and send it to me in the mail, all right? Describe my violations and send it to me in the mail.
No, sir.
Okay? All right, thanks.
Sir.
Hello.
Hello, John.
Yes, sir.
Hey, John, it's Wesley with the City of...
Okay.
Hey, I'm here in the water department. I'm just calling because we had a little bit of a issue with the sewer lines in your neighborhood recently.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, and we traced the problem back to your address, actually. You're still over there at 38, correct?
Right.
Okay, good. Yeah, just want to make sure I was talking to the right person. Yeah, so we had a little bit of a kind of an overflow in the line. And so in about...
Really?
Yeah, in about 20 minutes now, they're just going to be doing a backflow. And basically,
okay.
And basically, what's going to happen is you're going to see just, you know, coming up from your drains, you know, the sinks and toilet, everything. You're just going to see a little bit of a backup just coming up, back up the drains into your house.
Really?
Yep. So you're going to, you know, want to make sure that you put, I don't know, maybe some plastic down or buckets because it's going to run, you know, probably about 30, 40 minutes.
Into my bathrooms?
Well, just everywhere, you know, your kitchen, bathroom.
You got to be kidding me.
No, you know, they just got to clear the lines. And, you know, since it came.
So it's going to go on my floor?
Well, that's what I'm saying. You want to put down, you know, something to catch all the sewage and water and everything that's going
to
be back.
You got to be a little bit crazy to think I'm going to put up with that.
Well, what do you mean?
Why would you do that? Well, that's asinine.
Well, no, it just, you know, because the blockage, it came from your house. So basically, it's just kind of your responsibility. So, yeah, they're just going to be reversing it and just sending it back up through the pipes.
I think you're out of your mind, but...
Why would I be out of my mind? It's a pretty simple procedure.
Why would you do that?
Because it's yours, sir. I already explained that. It's your...
not mine. How do you know it's mine?
They have a way
and
of...
And the only sewer line that runs from there?
Well, they have a way of mapping it all out. You know, I don't know the specifics, but yeah, basically you just want to hurry up because, you know, they're going to be doing that real soon here. So you're just going to see, you know, just a bunch of stuff.
Supposedly they're going to flush the sewage lines back into our house because they said there's some blockage that came from our house.
Oh, who is that, Cheryl, in the background?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, all right, tell her to just relax, okay? She's getting very emotional, typical woman.
Well, I'm not relaxed. Well, I can't understand why you would do that to somebody.
Well, because it's yours. I've already explained, what, 3 times now?
Well, yeah. What is it that's mine? What are you talking about?
Well, I mean...
The only thing that we put down our toilet is toilet paper.
Well, I think it's a little more than toilet paper. That's silly.
I don't think so.
What do you do with your poop?
Well, I put it down too, and it's not that big.
Okay, then. So it's not just toilet paper. It's poop and pee and, you know, whatever
else. Yeah. That's what you put down a toilet.
Yeah, and...
In most places.
And it's just too much, you know? It's more than our system can handle, so we're going to... You're going to see it just kind of bubbling up and just kind of gurgling on out onto the floor. And that's why you want to hurry and just put some kind of...
This is asinine. I'm going to talk to somebody in the city.
Well, it's happening in about 15 minutes, so I don't know who you're going to...
Hello?
Hello, Rodney?
This is Rodney.
Hey, Rodney. It's Richard with the township.
Yes.
Hey, I just needed to follow up with you regarding some noise complaints that we had recently coming out of your house.
Not out of my house, you didn't.
Yeah. Well, this is Rodney, right? You're over there at 320.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, we had just over the last few weeks here, just several complaints. And, you know, it's not a big deal or anything. I just need to kind of remind you of the noise ordinance and staying in compliance.
I don't know how there could be any noise in my house. There's no one there but my wife and I.
Yeah.
There's no parties. There's no parties. There's nothing. I don't understand this.
Yeah, we don't have any indication of a party. It's just a few minor infractions. For one, we had some reports that you had your TV on.
You're kidding, my television?
Yeah, we just had some reports that you had the volume up on your TV, and yeah, just need to remind you to keep that muted, keep the closed caption on.
Okay, not a problem. Yeah.
Yep.
Thanks for the heads up.
And then also we had another report here that says here that your mailbox keeps screaming at your neighbor to kill Air Bud.
Excuse me?
It says here that your mailbox, it keeps screaming at your neighbor, telling him to...
My mailbox?
Yeah.
This is all fraudulent. There's nothing going on in my home. There's nothing wrong with my mailbox. I don't want to know. This is all fraudulent. Well, and who's making these complaints?
Well, I'm not allowed to give that out due to privacy, but yeah, we've got at least three complaints here regarding your mailbox and screaming, just trying to get your neighbor to kill Air Bud.
To kill Air Bud? I don't understand what you're saying. I don't even know what is that?
I guess it's your neighbor is schizophrenic, but yeah, just make sure that your mailbox is closed.
It's always closed.
Well, I mean, not according to these reports, but, and then also, I just need to remind you that you're only permitted one press of the snooze button in the morning.
My clock, I don't have a clock that goes off. You got me confused with somebody else. I'm sorry.
Well, this isn't...
My clock, I don't have a clock that goes off.
Well, your phone...
I don't go to work.
Well, you don't go to work?
No, I don't go to work.
Oh.
I'm retired. I don't get up.
One of these sponges leeching off of society.
You know what?
What's that?
If you people don't want me here in this community, come together, buy me out, and I'll leave.
Sir.
I don't know what this complaint is. I don't know what this complaint is. Because nobody lives in this house but my wife and I.
Yeah. And
I'm 69 years old. I'm not doing what? I don't
69.
Understand. My mailbox is fine. I'm looking at it right now as we speak.
Well,
I just pulled into my driveway.
Okay, well, it's not just your mail.
Wait a minute. Let me finish.
Okay.
I don't have
Hurry
a
up.
Clock, an alarm clock blah, that goes blah, off. I blah, never blah, set my clock.
Blah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we also had some complaints that you weren't speaking in hushed tones at all time.
Well, I'm not. I don't know what you're talking about, but we're done here. Okay?
No, there's...
So
there's sir.
I mean, what is a hush tone?
Just the opposite of the way you're speaking now, basically. Rodney?
Yeah, I'm listening to you. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. You know, like I said, it's like we haven't reached the point where we're going to fine you just yet, but I just need to make sure that you understand all the rules of the
y'all can fine me all you want. If y'all got a problem with me living in this development,
sir, nobody said
I'll leave.
Nobody,
I'm not dealing with this.
Rodney,
no.
Nobody, no,
I'm not dealing with this.
Sir, nobody,
no,
Rodney,
I'm dealing with it.
Quit crying like a baby. Act like a man.
Excuse me?
You need to act like a grown-up. You're crying like a little baby. Thanks again to I Regret Jumping for helping me enforce peace and quiet in the neighborhood. Sorry I didn't do anything 69 related. Who really wants to hear me make a bunch of sexual related calls anyway? Gross. Yuck. Thanks everyone for supporting the show, and I'll be back next week with some more phone call idiocy. Happy Halloween!
Soon, you'll be fast asleep, and I'll slip close trap door. Later, you'll find me around the lake, scraped and torn on the sidewalk and reaching for the devil's club. But he's never gonna get up. I walk into the room with you, lighting bright sideways, but soon the contrast will be gone and my comfort will lie in the grace of the sipping from the devil's cup. But he'll never really give it up. I'll be sipping from the devil's cup, but he'll never give it up. And the setting dissolves. Still
I don't know what you're trying to say, and until you get to a phone that works properly, don't bother calling me back.